This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. From gasoline to heating oil and propane, fuel prices in Vermont are lower than they were a year ago. As VPR's Steve Zinn reports, that's likely going to mean lower heating bills and less expensive fill-ups during the coming winter.
GasBuddy.com in Chicago is a clearinghouse of real-time information on gas prices across the country. As of Tuesday, the price for a gallon of regular unleaded varied in Vermont from a low of $3.18 in Rutland to $3.69 in Derby. Despite the range, Patrick DeHaan, who's a petroleum analyst with GasBuddy, says prices have been falling at a surprising rate.
It's usual to see a decrease in the fall. It's unusual to see a decrease of the magnitude we're seeing today.
DeHaan says in the past week alone, gas prices have dropped an average of 6.9 cents in Vermont. Prices in the fall normally drop as demand tails off and refineries shift to a winter blend of gasoline that's less expensive. DeHaan says the severity of this year's price decline is due to Saudi Arabia putting downward pressure on global prices and increasing U.S. oil production. Prices are even lower in other parts of the country. DeHaan says nationally, one-third of all gas stations are selling regular for under $3 per gallon. He says it's realistic to expect Vermont prices to drop another 10 cents in the next 2 weeks. Higher prices in Vermont are partly due to regional differences that have to do with refining and shipping gasoline. Why prices vary from one part of Vermont to the next is the subject of much debate. DeHaan says some dealers may not be passing the savings along to consumers as fast as others.
Some stations simply pass along the drops slower than others. This is a time when gas stations can really make money by slowing down how quick they pass along those decreases. So one station in Vermont may milk it a little bit longer than another. One competitor may have an ultra-low price and may be incentivized to undercut his competition, and then the competition may be forced then to lower their price as well.
Moderating crude oil prices and increasing domestic production are also bringing down the cost of fuel oil. The Vermont Fuel Dealers Association says prices have dropped 20% since May. Propane prices, which spiked last year, are expected to be down by 27% this winter. Combined with predictions for a less severe winter, Vermonters can expect to spend less for heating. Matt Cota of the Fuel Dealers Association says the relief is welcome, but it's hard to tell how long prices will continue to moderate.
Will they continue their trend down? Well, a lot depends on what happens with production here in America. A lot depends on what happens with the global economy.
About 50% of Vermont households heat with fuel oil. The latest fuel price report by the Vermont Department of Public Service puts the average cost of a gallon of heating oil at $3.72, compared to more than $4 last winter. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.